We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aldi, of course, is a correspondent for ESPN. He has won 12 National Sports Emmy Awards, 6 National Edward R. Murrow Awards, and he will be bringing his own touch to the story of Kenny Gainwell. And his brother, of course, his brother Curtis Jr. was intensive care unit after brain surgery. I am joined now by Tom Rinaldi. Tom, how are you?
Good to be with you.
So, how did you decide on the story of Kenny and Curtis?
When we found out that game day was going to come to Memphis here for SMU at Memphis, I'll tell you the truth, Jeff. I don't think anyone had this circled.
You didn't expect to be in Memphis, Tennessee on this date. No, yes.
But when we knew we were going to come here and it was going to be the ABC prime game in a great matchup, we immediately begin to look at the programs and the stories, and certainly just on the field, Jeff, as everyone who follows the Tigers know, Kenny has been a revelation and a spectacular player. And then shortly after that, in taking a look at his story, the fact that he decided to share, really for the first time after that historic performance last game, part of his motivation, and part of that being his brother, Curtis Jr.
Kenny is a quiet guy.
He is.
And so how do you go about reporting that story, and what was it? I don't want to reveal the whole thing, but what did you discover?
I think and we're not always able to do this, Jeff, but I think a big help was we went to Yazoo City, Mississippi first, and to Benton, Mississippi, the smaller part of the county where the Gainwells live. And so we spent the day with them, and then later at Kenny's high school in Yazoo County. And as a result, I think you really gain a lot of insight into Kenny, not just as a player, but as a person, because you're speaking to his mom, his dad, his brothers, his uncles, his cousins, not all on camera, but it was a full family affair to have everybody there. With our crew and our producer, as we visited with them to talk about Kenny's journey and certainly Curtis Jr.'s journey as well. That, I think, allowed the interview with Kenny to have a different tone to it, because the family had sent photos of us all together in the house, and right. You know, Kenny was certainly well prepared and felt like, well, we knew a little more than someone who's perhaps not had the chance to visit right. His home.
So what, obviously the story, of course, is Curtis was lifting weights when he had a stroke, and it was fairly dire. He's fine now, I take it?
I wouldn't necessarily say fine. I think he's still,
his recovery,
Jeff, is remarkable. Curtis suffered as a teenager lifting those weights at Southern Miss. He'd only been there less than a month as a freshman. And Kenny was in eighth grade at the time. He didn't feel good that day, but decided that he was going to continue to lift anyway, felt a headache. And essentially, for those who don't know, a stroke is a blood vessel bursting, and it burst in Curtis's brain. He suffered a major bleed to his brain, endured 3 brain surgeries in one day, the removal of a portion of his skull to reduce the swelling on the brain. The first 2 surgeries couldn't contain the bleed effectively enough by doctors. And really, getting through that alive was the first piece, Jeff. But the second piece was then, in many ways, Curtis going back to infancy and having to learn nearly everything again. How to talk, how to walk, how to swallow, how to do the simplest things for himself. He still has limited motion to a degree on his right side, still walks with a clear limp, But the progress that Curtis has made through determination and attitude and will, that has had an absolute imprint on Kenny Gainwell.
And I take it he delights in Kenny's success?
Absolutely. There for every game, every down, every yard. And they've really been connected since long before Curtis went through the stroke. As the oldest brother by a number of years, I asked him, there are some older brothers that let the younger brother win, and there are others that never let the younger brother. He didn't even let me finish the question, Jeff. You knew where Curtis Jr. was, in which category. Never let him win. Never let him win. And they have a wonderful bond, which goes to their brother Corey as well, who's a senior now at Yazoo City and a good football player himself.
Talking to Tom Rinaldi, part of the story of Kenny Gainwell is, of course, if you are a gifted running back from the state of Mississippi, the odds are you might end up at one of the flagship schools in Mississippi. He ended up staying in Memphis, staying committed to Memphis. From what you saw of the family, the loyalty was a part of that. He felt comfortable. Mike Norvell talks about fit and family all the time, and it can sound like just something you say because it's alliteration and a thing a coach says, but you get the sense that it actually, look at the program, is real. And then from Kenny, you get the sense that he did not need just to be at the single most glamorous place that he could be. I don't know. What was your takeaway of why he stayed committed to the University of Memphis?
I think you just said it very well there, Jeff. It is true. We hear family used so often as a subtitle for a football program. But in this case, I do think Kenny Gainwell's recruitment, where a lot changed. The coach who recruited him and built that connection left the program. Still, ultimately, Kenny decided that this was the place he felt most at home. And I think even as you take a look at how the redshirt decision was made last year, Jeff, with Kenny, who was contributing in the four games that he played, without question, he put a lot of trust that Mike Norvell and his staff cared about him as more than a player, as a person, that they understand what Yazoo City is, but what Kenny's family situation is, where he comes from, what his goals are, what his academic goals are. And all those things, I think, have manifested this season in the confidence and the performance you've seen from someone who really has burst on the scene. The other thing, Jeff, I'm sure when we parachute in, we often hear the, look, you guys are just waking up. We've been awake all day and all night on Kenny Gainwell. We knew he would be this special, and it's turned out to be so.
Right. So this piece on Kenny, it'll air Saturday, I take it, during game day or during the
break?
During game day.
Correct. College game day, and there will be a part of it, I'm sure, that will be told as well during the telecast against SMU. But the feature itself will be on college game day. We'll be broadcasting from Beale Street, of course, where else here in Memphis. And I know everyone on the crew, I've been here for a few days now, Mississippi and then here, but the crew and some of our guys arriving today, I know people are super excited about being here.
Yeah, really are. Thank you, Tom. We really look forward to seeing the piece. Appreciate it, and have a good time. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.